And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Just started living. That is the New Morning Quartet. They're neighbors and friends of mine and do a good job. And I like that song, I've Just Started Living. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a while, and I hope the program today is a blessing to you as we start out a brand new year for It's Gospel Time. And, of course, it is a brand new year, 2018. And 2017 seemed to go by rather quickly for me. I don't know about for you, but it seemed to go by very quickly. I hope this year that you have determined in your heart you're going to live for the Lord. You're going to be faithful to His house, His word, His will, and His work. And I want to thank you beginning to for the staying with us last year. And if you're a first-time listener, well, welcome to It's Gospel Time. And I hope this won't be the last time that you hear the program. And love to hear from each one of you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. That's Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Let me also say thank you to all of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane, and it has touched hearts and is touching hearts across the country. And we dealt with many years of infertility, couldn't have children, and God blessed us with a child after After being married 22 years, and she's now 21 years old. So you can add that up. We've been married 43 years, and she's works in the emergency room at the local hospital. Married, got a two. We'll be 2 years old on the 5th of January, and we're just blessed. God has blessed us abundantly. And the book deals with my wife's early life, how she wanted to be a mom and how she expected to be a mom when after she got married. And that didn't happen. And years went by and years went by. It deals with all that and being a pastor's wife, how that she would get discouraged and disappointed. And our struggles were different than yours, but the answer's the same. And that's stay faithful to God. The book will bless you. And if you'd like to have a copy, they're $10. That does include the postage. And send that to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Make sure I can read where you want the book mailed to. And we will put it back in the mail by first-class postage and get it mailed out to you as soon as we can. Okay, let me encourage you also to be prayerful and support your local Christian radio stations and the station where you hear this radio program. And pray for them, support them, encourage them, and that would be a great blessing to them. My email address, itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. itsgospeltime. itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. And you can check us out on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. All right, we're going to look into the Word of God in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9. Nehemiah, chapter 9, began reading in verse 1. Alexander Scobie is reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
Now, in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. Then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites Jeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunai, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenani, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord their God. Then the Levites Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, and Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshippeth thee. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him, to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous, and didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showedst signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name, as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go.
With angels ascending to heaven someday, I'm on the course to the glory land way, leaving all cares and my troubles behind. Some thank you. harking long, and my strength is almost gone. Lord, stay near to me. When my friends have all forsake, till in heaven I'll awake. Lord, stay near to me. Stay near,
Lord, stay near, stay near to me.
To me.
Lord, stay near, stay near to me.
Stay near,
Lord, stay near, stay near to me.
Oh, Lord, stay near to me.
That is the Forbes family, Lord, Stay Near. Beautiful song. Hope you enjoyed it here on It's Gospel Time. Coming up, Nathan and Tanya Horton.
Holy Spirit, live in me. Fill my heart, Lord, this I plead. Let the world see the love of Christ in me. Holy Spirit, live in me. Holy Spirit, live in me.
As in the days of old, the day of Pentecost, when cloven tongues of fire and power to save the lost. As Peter stood to preach, 3,000 souls were reached. Holy Spirit, live in me. Holy Spirit, live in me.
Holy Spirit, my heart, Lord, this I plead. Let the world see the love of Christ in me. Holy Spirit, live in me. Holy Spirit, live in me.
Oh, comfort in the storm, in you there's no alarm. Oh, come to me this day, abide in me, I pray. Dear Lord, please help me see what you would have me be. Holy Spirit, live in me. Holy Spirit, live in me.
Holy Spirit, live in me. Fill my heart, Lord, this I plead. Let the world see the love of Christ in me. Holy Spirit, live in me. Holy Spirit, live in me. Let the world see the love of Christ in me. Holy Spirit, live in me.
Holy Spirit, live in me. That is Nathan and Tanya Horton. Beautiful singing, beautiful song, mighty fine picking. Holy Spirit, live in me. And without that, folk, we're in bad, bad shape. Well, we're going to take a little short break, following the break, come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around because we'll be back right after this.